From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's first speech before the entire Congress Tuesday night featured many familiar themes, including his promise to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border, calling it an effective weapon against drugs and crime. The president also wants lawmakers to support additional defense spending, and he defended his efforts to impose travel restrictions to the U.S. from several majority Muslim countries.
It is not compassionate, but reckless to allow uncontrolled entry from places where proper vetting cannot occur.
Trump said the U.S. cannot become a benchhead of terrorism and a sanctuary for extremists. Public safety was another cornerstone of the president's speech.
To protect our citizens, I have directed the Department of Justice to form a task force on reducing violent crime. I have further ordered the Departments of Homeland Security and Justice, along with the Department of State and the Director of National Intelligence, to coordinate an aggressive strategy to dismantle the criminal cartels that have spread all across our nation.
Trump also outlined some of the progress made since his inauguration, including getting top companies to commit to new jobs. Russia and China exercised a double veto Tuesday to block action in the United Nations Security Council aimed at sanctioning the Syrian regime for using chemical weapons against its own population. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley said, in her words, Russia and China made an outrageous and indefensible choice today in refusing to hold Bashar al-Assad's regime accountable for the use of chemical weapons. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Somali President Mohamed Farmajo has declared a state of disaster as his nation struggles with a severe drought and food crisis. Meanwhile, the International Organization for Migration warns that many of the millions of people facing famine in three African countries in Yemen risk starving to death without urgent action to help them. Lisa Schlein has more on our story.
More than 20 million people reportedly are suffering from severe food shortages in South Sudan, Somalia, Yemen, and northeast Nigeria. Somalia's problems are largely due to a severe drought, though conflict also plays a part. In the cases of South Sudan, Yemen, and northeast Nigeria, the United Nations says man-made disasters caused by conflict, insecurity, extreme violence, and economic degradation are behind the food crises facing these countries. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says answers are needed on reports of improper contact between President Trump's campaign and officials in Russia during the presidential election. Ryan was interviewed Tuesday on the NBC Today show. Three congressional probes into possible links between the Trump campaign and Russia are underway. Ryan did not indicate whether a special prosecutor should be involved in the probe. He said a bipartisan investigation is necessary to help ensure that the intelligence information gathered is not compromised. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met Tuesday in Washington with the Chinese State Councilor Yang Jiechi. The two affirmed the importance of a constructive relationship between the two countries and regular high-level talks between top officials. Yang invited Mr. Tillerson to visit Beijing. The heir to South Korea's Samsung empire has been indicted on bribery, embezzlement, and other charges in connection with the political corruption scandal involving President Park Geun-hye. The company's de facto leader, Lee Jae-yong, was charged Tuesday along with four company executives. Prosecutors had spent months building a case against Lee, alleging that he played a role in $37 million in payments made by Samsung executives to a friend of the South Korean leader in exchange for government support for the merger of two Samsung affiliates. The 48-year-old Lee has denied any wrongdoing. And Malaysia's attorney general says two women arrested in connection with the killing of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be charged Wednesday with murder. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.